last one of these 1990s tunes, and then we're going to have a look at some of the bands that played at the Rock House and some of the disasters we had and some of the really brilliant bands. That's coming up after the last one from the 1990s. This is House of Pain and Jump Around.
This is Radio Freedom live stream.
Radio Freedom.
Massive tune, that's House of Pain and Jump Around. Back to the early 80s now, and looking at some of the bands we put on in those early days. On a Monday morning, when you come back to the club after the weekend, the phone would be ringing and there'd be talent booking companies ringing up and offering you bands, some of which had absolutely no chance of working and were going to lose money. And some of them were going to be excellent and be rammed solid. But you didn't know which these bands were going to be and whether you're going to lose any cash, and you'd got to pay them no matter how many people turned up. So Phil McIntyre from ITB rang me up and he offered me a number of bands. One of them was Magnum. Another one was Phil Lynott, and he was going round with a band called Grand Slam, and he had a track called Yellow Pearl. And the Magnum gig was due to take place in October 1984, but we just lost a lot of money on Phil Lynott. We only had 170 people in, and yet I still had to pay over, I think it was about 1,500 quid for Grand Slam. So I'd lost money, and I was feeling rather negative about putting bands on. And also, the people at the clubs on the Friday night, they really wanted just the disco, which made serious money. So I didn't really want to go ahead and continue putting the bands on. So I rang up Phil Mack and told him that I wasn't going to do Magnum anymore. And he said, you are, you've signed the contract and you will be paying it. Otherwise, I'll see you in court. So we went with it and we got 800 people in. One of the best gigs of the club. And this is Magnum, Just Like an Arrow. That's Magnum, Just Like an Arrow, and I'm so glad I didn't cancel that gig. The next thing I'm going to play is Phil Lynott's Grand Slam that was on tour around about that time in the late 1984, early 1995, 85 rather. And this is Phil Lynott's Grand Slam and Yellow Pearl. Then after that, we've got the Enid, which was recorded on the stage at the Derby Rock House in 1985.
This is Radio Freedom live stream.
Radio Freedom.
We all must beware of the yellow pearl. Yellow pearl.
adventure into strange enchanted places. If they aren't the places you want to be,
Phil Lynott's Grand Slam and Yellow Pearl. Always a risky business putting bands on at the Rock House because you don't know whether you're going to make any money. That didn't. There was only 172 people in that night, but I still had to pay them. But very memorable gig. I mean, they brought in 12K of public address system. It was the loudest gig ever at the club. And I had ear damage. I had to go and see the doctor and I had ear drops for 2 weeks after that gig. And that was the night that Steve the doorman flipped out. So for members of the staff, it was a very difficult night just watching me lose money. Yet, Yellow Pearl was being used as the Top of the Pops theme. The next gig was absolutely ram solid. This is a recording from the stage. The quality's not too good, but then again, it was 1985, and it's the Enid and Wild Thing.
Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back. you. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna smack your mother. Oh, wild thing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lot. I'd like to take you home with me. This is good night and God bless me. Oh, wild thing, you're knocking out.
It takes all sorts to make a world. Even me. Even you. But there's one person who I thoroughly object to being added to that list, and that is... That is Lord Curzon. Lord Curzon tried to change the world. In fact... He tried to change India, which was even more difficult, the stupid man. You can't change the world, only the people in it. And if I were 16 now, I'd have spiky hair. Oh, I would. I would, but I haven't got any. But I can be a punk too, you know.
Remembering the Derby Rock House, 17th of March, 1984 to the 28th of April, 2001.
And that was the Enid, and you could hear Clive Buxton, our engineer who worked at the club, playing the bass guitar because he was asked to go on stage and help him out with that number. And I'm sure if you listen to the mix, you can hear the bass guitar louder than you hear anything on that. But what a brilliant night. And that was Robert Godfrey and the Enid. And I'm playing that for Splodge because that was one of his favourite bands. As we move on towards the end now, this is In Excess, a dance floor filler from the Friday night. And this is New Sensation.
Radio Freedom.
In Excess with a New Sensation. That was a big sound from Pete Lawrence's Friday Night. After me, it's Dudley Dave, and then Splodge Andy Hall will be here with his reflections on DJing at the Rock House in the very early days. And then after that, we're going to do a run of the very last night of the Rock House, which was recorded. And this is going to be good because people are contacting us all the time. We've got presenters wanting to come on and do stuff. So it looks like we're going to be going into the night. And then when we finish, we're just going to put the whole lot on a loop and run it till Monday morning. And after that, it'll be on Mixcloud. So this is going to be an archive for the future. This is Radio Freedom. We're looking back at 20 years since the Derby Rock House and Future Club closed. It's time for the last tune from me. I've been Paul. I used to run the place in the early days, 1984 till 2001 when it closed. But I'll be back later on announcing various things that's happening, and we'll be running the book from time to time. So with that, a very good evening to you. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll speak to you later. This is Bruce Springsteen with The Human Touch.
You and me, we were the pretenders. We let it all slip away. In the end, what you don't surrender, well, the world just strips away. Girl, ain't no kindness in the face of strangers. We ain't gonna find no miracles here. Well, you can wait on your blessings, my darling. I got a deal for you right here. I ain't looking for prayers of pity. I ain't coming around searching for a crush. I just want someone to talk to and a little of that human touch. Just a little of that human touch. Ain't no mercy on the streets of this town. Ain't no bread from heavenly skies. Ain't nobody drawing wine from this blood. It's just you and me tonight. Till the end, oh, world without pity. Do you think what I'm asking's too much? I just want something to hold. Touch. touches me. Give me a little of that human touch.
Touch. As we move towards the end of my programme, stay tuned because Dudley Dave is here with the Confusion Radio Show. But first, before that, we've got a reading, another reading from the book, and then it's Dudley Dave.
This is Radio Freedom live stream.
Don't touch that dial.
More by Kershit. It was the summer of 1985, I think, the lads went on a water ski holiday each year. Normally to the south of France. This meant that I was away from the club for a week or so. I left von Hillary in charge whilst I was away. It was on a Friday night. We had been driving back all night and day. We took it in turn to drive. The Rock House had two rival bike gangs that regularly met there. One was called the Ratus and the other was the Lupus. Each group had about 20 or so members. They used to drink a lot, so I did not mind having them in, provided they paid at the door and did not act like they owned the place. We had had several incidents involving the odd fight, but nothing compared what was to come. The lads pulled up outside the club in Clive's red Land Rover with the boat towed behind. It was a chamozzle, as we called it. I invited them in for a beer. I felt proud to own this busy club. We had a beer and talked about the holiday. The lads did not stay long because they were tired and wanted to get home. I stayed in the club. It was just past midnight. When I collected my thoughts, I did notice a strange atmosphere in the club. There was a greasy bastard wearing a backpatch and motorcycle leathers. Strategically placed around the club were more of these bikers. I was not in the mood for club management. I had been up for 24 hours and was a customer just having a beer. I think the DJ was Splodge. Suddenly it kicked off. These bikers started battling with the Ratus and Lupus in the club. Several people were injured, some with stab wounds. Bottles and glasses were smashed, someone got thrown over the bar just like in the movies. I ran to the office and rang the police. We only had two doormen on that night. I think it was Alan Millwood and Tim Thornhill, not sure, it's too long ago. It took ages for the police to arrive. The club shut early. One problem was the fact that there was supposed to be a record fair on the following morning. The cleaners came in at 9:30. By that time the newspaper were on to the story. One of the barmen who was helping clean up gave an interview to the paper against club policy. It made front page news. When I arrived at the club at 10:30, members of the public were already in the building for the record fair. They had not finished clearing up the broken glass and smashed chairs. There was blood all over the payphone where a customer had tried to phone ambulance the night before. I cleaned up the blood. It was foul. I never opened the club in the daytime again. I also vowed never to go in the place on the same day I came back from holiday. I did break this promise later and paid the price.